As we've been doing this week, we've been following the story of the tragedy that has unfolded here in Montgomery County. And this morning, as we did a little bit earlier, talking about a fund that has been set up to benefit Anthony Flick, one of the victims of this attack, the lone surviving victim of the attack. We're going to continue the story as people are working to try and support the folks that are have survived. Anthony Flick is a survivor. Also the daughters of Bradley and Nicole Stone, who have been orphaned this week because of the tragedy. The Souderton-Telford Rotary is picking up the challenge of helping those two little girls out, and we're going to talk about that with the police chief in Souderton, who also happens to be the president of the Souderton-Telford Rotary. Jim Leary joins us during this segment of the program. And Chief, I've known you for a few years now, and I know that you've seen a lot in your profession. It's hard to put this in perspective, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely one of the most horrific crime scenes that I've ever seen.
It is the kind of thing that, you know, emotions are so raw over this. I think that I've seen a lot over the years, and that, you know, you have to sort of give yourself a little professional separation. I know that police do it probably more effective than someone like I does, because I know that emotions are so close to the surface here.
Well, you know, our police officers in Souderton, in the greater Indian Valley, and certainly all throughout Montgomery County, we are well-educated, we're well-trained, and unfortunately, we're way too experienced and way too exposed. And on a case like this, we are able to respond, we are able to distance ourselves from the emotionalism, and we're able to focus on the professionalism of the investigation.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, though, that it's extremely painful once resolution has been gathered. It's, you know, that's when it sets in, and it sets in at its worst. But for now, we're focused on the professionalism, and later on, the police departments will worry about the emotionalism, with one overwhelming exception, and that's our emotional need and our community need to help these children.
Yeah, the children that are now orphaned because of what happened this week, and they're two young girls that the Souderton-Telford Rotary is going to try and help out. What exactly is the Rotary going to do, Chief?
Well, if I could step back a little bit, just to lay out a little history as to how this decision was made. May I do that, Doc?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, as we all know, Monday morning in the early morning hours, there was a multiple homicide in Montgomery County. Six dead and one very young man seriously wounded. He is on his way to recovery. And as a result of these homicides, several children were orphaned. And if we can step out of the car of the crime scene and we decide to step into the future of these children, and as intense and as focused as this investigation was, our DA, Risa Vetri-Furman, and the first assistant DA, Kevin Steele, reached out to Chief Tom Medwood of the Lower Salford Police Department, and they also reached out to me in Souderton.
Mm-hmm.
And D.A. Furman's concern was to how we as the law enforcement team in Montgomery County, might help these children. And after a series of conversations with Chief Medwood, District Attorney Furman, First Assistant District Attorney Steele, we determined that we should locate a civilian, charitable service agency, and we should contact that agency, and we should solicit that agency to help out the DA, the PDs, the police departments, and
mm-hmm.
our communities,
mm-hmm.
so that we, the community, DA, and police departments, could help these children through a service group. The Souderton-Telford Rotary Club was selected. They were contacted, and the Souderton-Telford Rotary Club has agreed to create a fund and to create an account to the benefit of these children. We have professional money managers as members of the Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
We have several experienced attorneys as members of the Rotary. And quite frankly, we have some of the most reputable, important, and generous people as members of the Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
So we fully expect that we're gonna unite as Rotarians, and we're going to create the fund. It'll probably be a temporary fund. We'll create the fund, and we will do all that we can to make these children as whole as we can make them. So that's our goal.
I mentioned you're the chief of police, but also the president of the Rotary, and I know you've been very active in the Rotary. I gather that knowing the Souderton-Telford Rotary and a lot of its members, there probably wasn't a real long debate about it.
Well, actually, Very few of the Rotarians have been contacted yet. This is a very, very spontaneous, intense decision. But I can assure you that some of the most important money managers within the Rotary, professional bankers, mm-hmm. professional investment people, have stepped up and have already begun to lay out the foundation of the framework of how we're going to complete this.
Yeah, you look at the part of the healing process, and as hurtful as this has been to people that know the victims and don't know the victims, but as hurtful as this has been, there's going to be healing, and it's going to take a long time, I think. But these are the first steps, I think, down that road.
Oh, I fully agree. And the first step, you know, our whole community, our whole culture is based on how we help our children.
Yeah.
And the Soderson-Telford Rotary, the District Attorney's Office, and the police departments are reaching out to do just that.
Yeah, there's obviously with the Flick, the young Flick man, 17 years old, he's got a lot of physical challenges, but the emotional scars that he'll have to heal, I can't imagine what he's going to have to deal with. And then these young children, I don't know what they know now in terms of the circumstances, but that's going to be a long road of healing, too.
Oh, yes, and it's particularly touching for the Flick family. Now, and the reason it is touching is they live in Soderton. Their extended family lives in Soderton. They've been members of the ambulance corps. They've been members of the volunteer fire company. They served on committees for the beautification of the community. They are extremely well known. So it's going to, every time we turn around, we're going to see someone connected to the Flick family.
You know that there's going to be people that are going to want to reach out to the Rotary. I guess for the time being, we just sort of have to wait until those contributions can be made.
Well, if I could ask you to broadcast this.
Sure.
We're negotiating, actually communicating as to how we're exactly going to set this up and to whom it'll be made.
Gotcha.
But by the end of today, the information on how contributions can be made will be on the Soderton-Telford Rotary Club website.
Right.
It'll be on the Soderton Police website. I'm going to solicit Chief Medwood and especially Chief McDyer from Lansdale mm-hmm. to have it on their website. And I'm confident that D.A. Furman will place it both on the Montgomery County District Attorney's website, and I'm quite certain that Sam Gallen, Chief of County Detectives, mm-hmm. will place it on his website. Then we're going to reach out to all the chiefs and ask them to put the data out on their individual websites, and I'm sure the churches and other service groups will pick up the address.
Yeah, no doubt. Though there's going to be an opportunity. I know the folks are anxious. This community, you know that people are saying, well, what can I do? How
yes.
can I help? And you know that they will.
Yes. And under every time there's been an emergency, every time a family has been hurt, the Indian Valley community has opened their homes, has opened their checkbooks, and has opened their work efforts to
yeah.
make it whole. I fully expect that will happen again.
Chief, it's been a rough couple of days. I know that it and the chief and I were talking off the air. It takes a toll. These things are not easy, but there's work to do, and you know, people roll up their sleeves and they get it done.
Yes, and you know, this sounds like a rather macabre way of doing business, but when the police officers respond to that, that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
We do all that we can to detach ourselves from the horror of the scene and get into the investigation of the scene. And a toll is to be paid for that later.
Yeah. Well, Chief, I appreciate the time, and, of course, the Soderton-Telford Rotary Club stepping up again, as it always does. So.
Well, you know, take a look at all the people that are involved. You
yeah.
have the District Attorney, Risa Furman. You have her first assistant, Kevin Steele. You have multiple police chiefs and the Soderton Rotary Club stepping up.
Yeah.
And most importantly, you got the community stepping up. I can't see this failing.
All right. Chief, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Very good. I'll talk to you soon, Darrell.
Absolutely. All right. Chief James Leary joining us, police chief in Soderton. Of course, that was one of the jurisdictions directly impacted by the events of earlier this week. And there are efforts now underway, again, to help the folks that are were directly affected by what happened. So undoubtedly the community will respond to that.